Hello and welcome to Poetry For Now, Season 3, Episode 15, Sedona's Red Rocks, Wars and More. My name is Martin Strassmore. As I waited for inspiration, the world changed. The war between Israel and Hamas, the power battle between extremes in the GOP, and the performance we attended of Considering Matthew Shepard, a poignant and brilliant reminder of the coexistence of hate and love. You will hear how I have been affected by these as I realize that poetry has a valuable role in this world at this moment. Cathedral Rock. In the vortex of Cathedral Rock, watching watchers, talkers and meditators, watching golden rays brighten hearts, waiting for the moment of perfection, which is always waiting to be discovered. Worth the climb up steeply angled slippery rocks, few footholds, many finger holds, witnessing the sun dipping below the horizon. Darkness creeping up on us, making a descent a greater adventure. Now months later, in the vortex of the Church of Christ, the oratorio Considering Matthew Shepard reminds us that love and hate coexist, taking me back to the Red Rocks, throwing me into a cauldron where wars, anger and cruelty, stirred up by age-old stories, erupt into conflict, death and destruction. Wait. We cannot ignore the present reality, yet we can stay closer to our own hearts. We can choose to be the vortex of universal love. We can embrace calm and peace. We can do our part to bring back humanity and sanity, to bring back a world from the brink. We must remember, everyone deserves to feel the cooling moon, the warming sun, the soothing wind, and the blessings of the stars. Blood Red Rocks. Dawn walking, watching, waiting for that brilliant sunrise that will paint the red rocks red. Sunrise is inching above the eastern ridge, breaking through clouds, piercing tree branches. Another day of rock watching begins. Searching for the perfect vision, searching for the perfect vortex to transport me to a higher level of delight and love. The red rock spell is broken by remembering innocence blood, pouring over rubble in Ukraine, splattering across rocks in Israel, crushed in collapsed Gaza, spurting gunshot wounds in Maine. When will these war games end and humanity live together in peace again? And the red rocks of Sedona evoke beauty, not painful thoughts of spilt blood. Names of Sedona. I imagine the red rocks, worn and shaped by wind and rain and geological events, had to be given names. Without names, like Bell Rock or Courthouse Butte, ringing in our heads, how could we walk with purpose and direction? I walked to Bryn's Mesa, through Soldiers Pass, over Devil's Bridge, and found the seven sacred ponds where my water bottle ran dry. One day left to realize vortex power. The Church of the Holy Cross, too crowded and busy. Airport Mesa, the clouds parted above me. The light illuminated my sahasra, my bald head shone. But the talkers broke the silence and the spell was broken again. All that is left to do is a Thai massage, lulling me into the state of deep relaxation and flying home. Flute Man. Standing by the trail along the river, he plays his wooden flute, giving me a recital for this podcast. Thank you, Robert. Take care. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and his music. Please go to my website, thewalkingpoet.net. You will find one page with photographs of the Grand Canyon taken as I rafted on the Colorado River, and also photographs of Sedona's Red Rocks and Robert the Flute Player.